Cincinnati native Asha Amah Daniels is here, and she's one of the designers in season 5's Project Runway All-Stars, which while we're talking, she knows the results, but we don't. And she's also the winner of the show's Celebrity Challenge, which just happened.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You look so calm and cool. I mean, the pressure of that show is unbelievable. I've been a longtime fan of Project Runway, so we've got a lot to talk about, but I have to ask, can you tell our audience a little bit about your career in fashion from attending University of Cincinnati, DAP.
Yes.
Up to now.
Yeah, so I graduated from the DAP program with a degree in fashion design. And immediately, I knew from my internship experiences that I wanted to go into business for myself. During my co-op experience at UC, I had pretty much ran the entire race that you can do with fashion. I worked corporate fashion, and I also worked couture fashion. So I kind of knew the two different sides of the spectrum when it comes to working in the fashion industry. And neither one was, you know, the perfect fit for me. Corporate fashion, you know, you get paid well, you get to go home and have a nice work-life balance, and you don't really get that much creativity. And then when you work couture, it's like, you know, dream stuff. You get to go into work and be creative and do fabulous, fabulous designs, but you don't get to sleep much and you don't get paid very well. And so there's kind of that trade-off there. And I'm like, if I'm going to do my thing in fashion, I want it under my own name.
Now, you've had these internships, but you also were on Under the Gun.
Yes. So I went on Project Runway Under the Gun right after graduating, pretty much. And that was a fantastic experience. I made it to the final three, came in third. I won the Celebrity Challenge on that season also and got to dress Zendaya, which she's doing amazing things right now. So I'm really excited that I got to dress her. That's something that I'll be able to tell my kids about. And yeah, and after I came off, I started up and I launched my first collection. I had my fashion show last summer at the Cincinnati Fashion Event. And lo and behold, I get an email from Project Runway All-Stars saying, come back, we want you on All-Stars. And I'm not going to lie, I was a little bit hesitant to do it at first because it's really a crazy roller coaster that a lot of people don't see. It's a lot of stress. It's positivity, but also negativity. And it's a lot. You know, you have to really be in the mindset to go on a show like that.
The best and the worst of people, probably.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's while you're in it, and it's afterwards while it's showing. So I was hesitant about it. I prayed on it. I'm a Crossroads member, and we do the Brave Journey, and it actually hit right directly during that Brave Journey. And so I said, okay, God, give me a sign if you want me to do this. And I was like, okay, I think that this is something that I should do since they want me on the show.
And so you did win the Celebrity Challenge. And
I did.
And so that's a good sign, too.
Yes, I'm so excited. I actually love the girls of Little Big Town. So the Country Music Awards, I'm so excited about that.
Now, let's talk about your collection. What I loved about how it was described is that it's about the woman inside the design. You can just maybe elaborate a little bit on that.
Yeah. So when I got into design back in college, I kind of was really turned off by a lot of times when you design for a company, they want you to put your girl that you design for in a box. And I was really, really rebellious about that because I'm kind of like, as a woman, I am so many different things that contradict. And I feel like that's okay. You know, all my girlfriends are like that. My mother's like that. All the women in my life that I admire and look up to are exactly like that. You can be sexy, but you can also be super smart and not necessarily have to lead with that. You can go to the club and go to church on Sunday. You know, you can be nurturing, but you can also be strong and be a boss in your own career. And I really wanted to design for that woman. So that DNA of that woman that I designed for is in every piece, in every collection that I do. And I just really wanted to show that the woman that I designed for, she can't be put in a box. She's not just sexy or just smart and conservative or just, you know, one thing or the other. She can be all of those things.
Your line, AshaAmah.com, is sold online. But tell us a little bit about this concept of being able to customize the pieces. They could be purchased as is. They are the designs that some of them, anyway, that you did create on the shows?
Absolutely. So this is really exciting because I don't know of anyone who does this except for couture houses. I worked at Marquesa, which is a couture house in New York City, and I was really inspired by seeing what happens behind the scenes with the couture business. You know, they make these beautiful lines of clothing and celebrities wear them. You see them in music videos, red carpets, whatnot. And the women who buy them, they come in, and these women are extremely rich women, and they don't just buy a piece outright. They say, oh, I love that piece, but I want it in red instead of black, or I want it with sleeves instead of sleeveless, or whatever. So I really wanted to follow with that with the woman that I designed for and wanting things her way and customized. So everything for my Afropunk collection is totally customizable. We make everything in-house and to order. So if you want to kind of Frankenstein two pieces together, or if you see a skirt and you want to add a top to it and make it into a dress, literally the sky's the limit. And I really am inspired by, you know, all those little details of taking an outfit and totally flipping it into something else to really fit the customer's needs. And we also have available everything that I've ever made. If you go on my website, ashamaw.com, you can look at my past app work, past celebrity client work, past couture client work, and my Afropunk collection, just everything that I've really done. And if you see a piece that you like, you can say, hey, I want the Zendaya look from your Under the Gun season, and I will make it for you. So,
do you have an attic full of elves that are up there working?
You know,
24
I have
hours?
Myself and my sanity and a few good women that are on my team helping me. And we're actually growing our team this year. So it's really exciting. I think I'll be able to bite off a whole lot more. But yeah, it's a ton of work.
Now, there are opportunities to not watch the rest of the series, Project Runway All-Stars, alone.
Yes. So if you are in Cincinnati, you should come to our viewing parties. We have them every Thursday. We usually start around 8:30, and it's at Tilly's in Northside. And we just got a food truck, which is the most amazing food. It's Street Chef Brigade food truck, and they will be there every Thursday with food. There are a lot of shady individuals and loudmouths that come, and there's lots of yelling at the screen, and it's a fun time. And we also have the collection there, and it'll be good fashion, good food, good drinks, fun atmosphere. Lots of fun people.
How many people are pumping you for the final results? They've got
Oh my gosh, everybody. Everyone is pumping me. And I'm like, you know, I can't tell. People try to get me to slip. You know, when I post on Instagram, I had one of my friends from when I worked in New York, and he's like, so are you saying you win this challenge? And I'm like, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying it's going to be a good episode. So
I would think that would be so hard.
Oh, it's really, really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's absolutely a lot of time, too, to keep a secret.
It's a lot of time. It's almost funny because I kind of forget what happens. So I have to have Sam from the show tell me what happens this week. I'm like, oh, what challenge is it again? And he's like, oh, this challenge. I'm like, okay, yeah, I remember what happened.
Well, your clothing is sexy. It's also strong. It's feminine. It's just so many different things. But who is your ideal person to design for?
Oh, gosh. So anyone who knows me knows that when I first got into fashion, like when I was about 8 or so, and my mom taught me, my little sister has always been my muse. I know that most people design for like a celebrity in their head or something like that, but my little sister, Ayan, is the most fabulous woman that I know. I'm very proud of her. Whenever she's in town, she comes and models for me. She's a total glamazon, super tall, great build. But aside from that, she really embodies that woman that I spoke of that I designed for. She's a strong woman. She's super, super intelligent, super creative. She just graduated last year and got her dream job straight out of college and is working for Google. And is not just working for Google, but working for the future of Google designing. So I'm amazingly proud of her. And anyone who asks me that question, they're going to hear an earful because I am just super proud of my baby. But she is that exact woman. She's always been, and I feel like my design sense has kind of grown with her. She's a little bit younger than me, and now we've kind of like hit that sweet spot of she's exactly that woman that I designed for.
Well, congratulations on all of the above. We'll be anxiously waiting, because we have to find out how Project Runway All-Stars turns out. But congratulations on all of your success. Folks,
Thank you.
You can read more and see more on our website. If you're interested in seeing the collection of Asha Amah, go to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Robin Carey Allgaier.